Welcome back to another diary entry inside Amber's mind. So walk back to self-love. It's always self-love. You know, tonight I was just laying in my spot and I just kept saying to myself, what happens when something that you hear takes your breath away? You balance out the sorrow with joyful emotions. I was told a couple days ago about a sudden passing of somebody that I grew up with. Her personality and her energy were so eccentric and rad. And I always thought she was so cool growing up. And she was, you know, a couple years older than me. Her name is Jessica. And her mother was best friends with my mom. So she was the pillar of cool. Like, her name's Rosalie. Rosalie was the pillar of cool in my eyes. Like, she was out here being cool, raising a cool daughter. And I always looked up to the both of them, you know, her mother as a mother figure and Jessica because I thought she was cool. So when I heard a couple of days ago about the passing of her suddenly, I have so much going on in my life right now that it's hard for me to get control of my thoughts, but I was just like, oh my God, that's terrible. Like that's, I'm in shock. But it when you hear something like that, sometimes it takes a person a couple days to let it sink in and like, you know, process it. So I'm just very sad to hear this news and to think of the pain that her mother's going through and her family. And it just makes me look at life every time you hear something, you know? And for me, I'm so desensitized as my own being on this planet. I have become so desensitized because of all the trauma and just horrific things that you hear about happening in the world and in our society, that sometimes it takes a couple days to let what you have heard sink in on a personal level when it comes to something that you know or you're going through. And so here I am a couple days later processing that news and feeling into it. And she was only 42 and had a couple of kids. And I feel bad for the kids. And processing that loss, that sudden loss. And that's what's so crazy about this human experience that I'm constantly in awe with, is the fact that in 1 second, your entire life changes. Everything shifts. And it's, for me, it's scary to think about. It's a reminder of what to do with your life. It wakes you up, or re-wakes you up in case you lost sight of that along your path, like me, when you're so stuck in your little mind and your tiny, 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 as Oprah says, mind, compared to the bigger scope of the universe and life, you're reminded in a split second, and you're like, whoa. Wow. Hold up. You know, but it's like we consistently hear stuff happening daily. You know, like I know I can count on one hand about 4 or 5 different stories I've heard of people going through it, like in the thick of it. And then there's me going through what I'm going through. Then we pan out and we look at the overall scope of this life and what we experience as a society, as a planet. That's a lot on our bodies. That's a lot to process. That is a lot to handle. And unfortunately, there is the hard facts and truth that if you are a different skin color, you're going to get it way worse. And that shit's unnecessary. And it's like, it's something that when you awaken to, I never shut it off. And I have lost family members who didn't understand that, friends, acquaintances, probably social media followers over the years. I don't care. When you wake up to that truth, you never go back to sleep. If you are a true, like, awakened to that, it never shuts off in your mind. My mind. But you also can't forget about things that are happening that you don't just shove off. Like, if you're stressed, or if you're having financial problems, or if you're having relationship problems, or job problems, or car, or whatever, home, you know, all of the boxes in life, you know, that you could have, as someone said it today, everything is ran by interpersonal relationships. Yeah, everything has to do with other humans. So you're having a relationship with other humans, whether it's a business relationship, platonic, romantic, professional, financial, you know, like there's so many different relationships that we are having and dealing with other people and trying to craft our lives and go through pain and trauma and sorrow and joy and beauty. And it's, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. So, and then, you know, your body has to, and this isn't my experience, and, you know, there are psychologists out there that will better define it, but it catches up with your body, like your emotions catch up with your body, and you try to regulate everything and bring peace to your body, calm your nervous system down, relax, get your mind together, get your thoughts, your energy, your behaviors, and you heal. Until the next situation arises, you know, because there's always something. The only constant thing in life is change. And I think it's just, it looks different for everybody. And then, you know, like I've talked about before, and we all talk about, COVID rocked us as humans on planet Earth. It rocked us. It changed us. It shifted us. It brought us down. It brought us up. You know, it got complicated. But COVID rocked us. So that's just my thoughts today. I was thinking about the news of the loss, and I wanted to dedicate this episode to Jessica because she was a cool chick and she was a strong woman, a good mother, a hard worker who was trying to build her career, and I just always admired her. And, you know, we all are out here playing our puzzle piece, and we don't know how long that piece is going to be alive. You know, we all have an expiration date, and we tend to, well, at least me, after hearing something like that again, or the other stories in society that we hear about, we are not immortal. We are not immortal. We do not live forever. Our souls, I believe, will go on and do what they do, but we as humans don't live forever. So what are we waiting for? Well, we get stuck in our day-to-day lives, complacency, whatever it is, like there's a lot of shit going on that you tend to forget. Hey, I'm not immortal. I don't live forever. I ain't a cat. I ain't got 9 lives. I got 1. How am I playing it? Well, sometimes people wake up to it. Sometimes people don't. Sometimes people get into their 70s and 80s and realize, what the hell did I do with my life? So, life, ever changing, ever evolving, and always going to end. Oh my God, that's so sad. No. Do you ever, I mean, no, who wants to focus on that? We should be focusing on that because this shit does end. You know, like, it doesn't go on forever. And it's scary to think about. It gives me anxiety still. I haven't worked that muscle out. I'm still, you know, got that fear attached to death because I don't know where the hell I'm going. I still don't really fully know why I'm here. So can we solve that first? Enjoy that for a little while? You know? But you don't have control. And I think that that is why, for me personally, and why so many of us in society try to control things. Like, I have an obsession with trying to control things. Not people. I've worked out that muscle. I used to always want to be in control. Like, what are you doing? Where are you going? But that was the insecure parts of me. That was the stuff that, you know, had to go through therapy and whatnot. But I still try to control life, situations, my life, you know, and not just relax, trust, have faith, because we don't know what we're having faith in. I mean, obviously, whatever you believe in, but we don't know for sure, for sure. You just, you know, you think, you're like, I think, but I don't know for sure, for sure. But we're going to try it. And then you try to control that. You're like, nah, okay, I tried it. That was an hour and not even. It was like 30 minutes. Yeah, but I'm ready to be in control now. Can I just be in control? No. Okay. And then you lose your shit. I lose my shit. I'm like, oh my God. Ah. Because it's like, when are we going to understand that we can't control things? Life is going to just happen. You know, it's going to just be. And, you know, just gotta deal with it and play your puzzle piece the best way possible. And so that's where I'm gonna end it. Life is short. Anything can happen. I do believe in the magic of life, but this life will test your belief in the magic of life. And not on purpose, but because we have other humans that we're coexisting with, trying to control shit in all kinds of ways. Their own lives, everybody else's lives, the government, the world, like all of it. Jobs, finances, banks, you know, like, there's so many parking spots, many layers. I saw this guy. I'm going to tell you one story before I go. But so I was riding my bike and I was by the Riverwalk where I live. And I see this cop writing a ticket and this guy's hauling ass. Like, he's running and I hear a couple behind me and they're like, oh, he's not going to get out of this ticket. This cop's going to give him the ticket. And I could see this guy working, explaining, like pointing fingers, like look, and he was on a motorcycle and the officer was like pointing and show, like you could tell they were in a conversation trying to negotiate this ticket, but the officer walked away with the ticket and I was like, okay, and drove off. And I was like, okay. You know, and then like the guy slowly just, and I wanted to say something to him like, that was good. I watched. Good fight. You know, because I would have done the same thing. I would have been out there negotiating and trying to make sure I didn't get this ticket. And so, you know, it's like people, humans are constantly controlling things. We're constantly controlling things. And the hardest thing to do, and I speak for myself, is to trust in the magic of life. Trust that there is magic in life. Because what we see in society, that shit ain't magic. That shit's depressing. But there's got to be a higher force. There's got to be some good shit happening. Well, yeah, because you have to align with that energy. You have to believe in the magic of life. So no matter what's going on in your life, choose magic. Peace and love. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.